Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Today on the road at the Wheelhouse in downtown St. Louis. Doug, look at this facility.
Well, it's a nice facility. I see Danny Packard already shooting on the Papa Shot down there.
Yeah, we have a huge deal going on here today until 3 p.m. You really got to come by. 590 The Fan and Bud Light present the 2017 Bragging Rights Papa Shot Tournament, and it's going on right here at Wheelhouse downtown. It goes till 3 p.m. There'll be four Papa Shot tournaments that you can participate in to win a pair of tickets to the Bragging Rights game. You can compete in the TMA bracket or stop by throughout the day for the press box, midday grind, hardline portions of play with a pair of tickets up for grabs during each show. Each contestant plays three rounds of Papa Shot, and the highest average of scores during each radio show wins. All told, that's four pairs of tickets to the Bragging Rights game that will be awarded at Wheelhouse Downtown today. Papa Shot will be free to play, so come enjoy an ice-cold Bud Light and score your Bragging Rights tickets today at Wheelhouse Downtown, courtesy of 590 The Fan and Bud Light. Hello again, everybody.
Well, hello.
Hi, yeah. Hi, Tim. Once again, we've done it. We've packed that place.
Yep.
Well, it's not open yet.
You don't know that.
So I don't suppose there'll be a run on the bar just this, at 7.
I'll tell you this. You can get in here, and this is a perfect opportunity for fans of Tim or Doug to just come on in where there's not going to be a huge crowd and just get to know you guys on a personal level and possibly become best friends.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're on the radio now. You can't really stop.
You can put the headset down and get to know
someone. Enjoy fellowship.
We'll cover for you,
buddy. Moment. Well, I don't know. I don't think this is like a meet and greet. Maybe it is. I don't know.
It feels like a meet and greet.
I don't know.
Well, there's going to be plenty of Papa Shot action all day long here at the Wheel.
Well, sure, we'll be happy to exchange shots, maybe do some Papa Shot ourselves. It's kind of fun. I used to have one of those in my basement, not that big.
Bragging.
Yeah, I don't like the bragging.
Wow.
Well, like I said, it wasn't nearly that big.
What happened? The servants started playing, and you were like, can't have this. Oh. You guys got to tear that thing out.
The boys just didn't like it as much as I thought they would. It was a Christmas present one year. They played with it a
little. They didn't like it. Really?
Well, they're just kind of lukewarm to it.
What was John Vaughn doing, playing on that Atari you got him?
Probably so. It was years ago. I don't remember what
he
was
doing. Did you yell? You go, I spent all my hard-earned money on this, boys. You're going to play it whether you like it or not.
No, you never really know what they're going to like for Christmas.
Really?
When they're really little, they tend to like the box more than the toy that was in it. And then as you get older, you never really know what's going to go big.
So I should just give Jameson a box
on
Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, he can get some fancy toy in it. He's not going to care about the toy.
But cut back on expenses.
Yes. Yeah, that's a lesson most people learn too late.
How long can I do that? Till like 15?
Well, I'd say 6 or 7, 5 or 6 maybe.
Okay, great.
It's just a box.
Just the budget.
Yeah, just packaging material.
Nice.
Did you bring my M&Ms?
I can do it. I can bring M&Ms.
Put some M&Ms in the stocking. They'll like that too.
Maybe I'll stop by and Doug can greet my meat.
Now, what kind of sentiment is that?
I guess it's the
on
holidays.
Thursday. It's not a holiday sentiment at all.
The hipster of Tower Grove South.
Yeah, hopefully he won't make it. Hopefully he's way too far south in the Tower Grove region that he won't be able to get by here.
Doug, Papa Shot action is what my girlfriend calls our anal play? What does that mean? Where's the 850? That's where that one came from.
That's inappropriate, Tim. I can tell you that right now.
Oh.
We're talking about a wholesome sport.
Yeah, we're talking about the Blues in Alberta.
Yeah, they got beat last night, fellas.
That didn't feel good. No, didn't feel good.
805 is the Florida Panhandle.
850. 850.
Yeah, that's what I'm at. 850. Excuse me. Pensacola, Tallahassee area.
Doug, we're big in Mobile. I didn't know we crossed over east to
Florida. I think it's just people who had their jail time moved from Florida to Missouri, where the crime was actually committed. Probably captured in Florida, and they got a cell phone while in prison, and now they've been moved here.
And they found this presentation.
Yeah, Moberly City Workhouse. I don't know exactly where they are.
Tim, what type of box you finna get your boy? I want to get the same for Kaylee. Thanks, White Collar Gangster.
Of course. That's a lemming play. Where's my gong? Here it is. Just any box will do. Any packaging material is generally of more interest to them.
We went and saw Santee last night. You know Santee, don't you?
Yeah. The mall?
Yeah.
How'd that
ball
go?
Ball at the mall. Good, man. He just was cool the whole time. Kind of an upset. I would have bet against that.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He will be 4 months on, I believe they call it Satterspin.
So he's got developing a personality and everything?
He is.
4 months?
He is. And he's starting to know how to play Queen Jack offsuit pre-flop.
Yeah.
Not really happy with his post-flop play. Doesn't fire a continuation bet as much as he should. Nice scold him. Also, has been pretty effective around the green from the frog's hair.
Is he? Good short game. Good solid short game. That's a nice foundation of any golf game.
Right.
My favorite hole in the property.
Okay.
I hadn't heard that one in a while, Plowhawk. Thank you.
It's important to teach among them. Last night, I got to coach my son's team.
How are they looking this year?
Oh, let me tell you, we got a lot of want to. It seems at this point, it was just our second practice of the preseason, that they're really buying into the process.
Oh, you're like Joel Embiid.
They're buying into the process, Doug.
And what is the process exactly?
Pass once in a while, please.
Okay,
once,
there it is.
Once in a while, please.
Yeah. Young kids aren't much interested in the assist. And they're not much interested in any kind of two-point shot either.
They're firing threes now?
It's three or nothing for a lot of them as they get a little older.
What happened? Steph Curry changed the game?
They would rather go 1-for-30 from the three-point line than hit 19 out of 20 layups.
You know what, my number one, because my experience when you're coaching the youngsters, you want to punch a couple of thoughts. You don't want to overwhelm. I said, fellas, you guys are 8 years old now, mature, you have a handle on the game. This is what I don't want to see. Pass me the ball every second, and then you bring your defender to the guy with the ball who's trapped. If you want the ball, you only say pass when you're open, and I gave them techniques on how to free themselves.
So everybody's out there yelling, pass me the ball?
Oh, what happens is one kid dribbles, and then two or three defenders converge, and there's like a little scrum, and everyone brings their defender and goes, pass it to me, pass it to me. So now you have one big amoeba of players, and it's like a full-on brawl at this point. So I said, you do a fake cut this way, cut that way, create a passing lane. That's the only time I want to hear, pass, I'm open.
Oh, that is a good process. That
yeah. Right? That's a good one.
Oh,
punch
I like
that
the process.
Thought.
Yeah.
Because
stay out of the lane.
We had an amoeba with no one open going, pass me the ball, pass. And every once in a while, one of our own kids will go and take the ball from our own kid with
right.
the ball.
And how old are they now? What
they
grade
were
is
seven
this?
Last year, so that would be eight now.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
The math is. Yeah, so that was my night.
Doug, what'd you do? You coach up St. Kitty's?
No, my days at St. Kitty's are long gone. No, I didn't.
No, but there are plenty of people who don't have children at St. Gabriel's who coach them up, so maybe this could
be. Well, yeah. Sometimes, not always, sometimes that's a red flag. Hey, the coach doesn't know anyone else here, but he's all alone with the boys. Well.
You're making another serious charge,
sometimes,
sir.
Sometimes.
And I won't stand for it.
Sometimes what I'm telling, it's a red flag.
Hey, listen. Does Gino Auriemma have any daughters on UConn?
Well, he's getting paid a couple $1 million a year to do that.
Not sure about that.
Well, I think he is.
Does Mike Krzyzewski have any sons on Duke?
Again, $5-6 million.
Do you think Gino gets the same respect as the male coaches? You know, he coaches women's basketball at the highest level, and obviously his program is unbelievable. Do you think he gets, generally speaking, the same respect that he should get for the greats that have coached the men's game?
Tournament.
No. I don't think he does.
So they're like, oh, there's Gino, one of the all-time greats, and then someone says, not the men.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the perception about it.
Isn't that kind of a shame?
Calipari, Izzo,
well,
and Patino was in here. We're talking Italian special. We're talking rigatoni, marinara.
You know what would be a great – I could be your writer for the FS1, Doug. We go as a package because I think that's a great rant, and it's politically correct. You say – Gino works just as hard as the Woodens did, and you can go on a rant there and say, are the X's and O's the same? You better believe they are.
Okay.
Now give Gino his due.
It sounds very progressive. Why don't you try it? Why don't you do this FS1 thing with Gino?
I'm not as good at faking it as you are.
No, there's just not near as much talent, obviously, in the women's game.
Whoa.
Like I saw talent. Last night, what was it, Wofford beat North Carolina? There's talent all over the place in the men's game. In the women's game, there's a couple teams that have got all the superstars.
I think Vermont's going to be very good this year.
Women's hoops?
Yeah. Boy, someone didn't look over there.
Yeah, I didn't do my homework. I did not see this line of conversation coming up, and I couldn't be any sorrier.
Well, congratulations to Gino for doing the same work with the same dedication and the same love of his craft as the guys that coach the man.
We'll certainly talk more UConn basketball as we go along.
Yeah, every hour, right?
That's what's on the Four Seasons Penske Truck Captain's Log. In addition, Derek Gould is going to join us at 8:30 for the latest. It seems like it's been all quiet on the Western Front, Doug. That's what you say when nothing's happened, Frickle. You say, it's been all quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah,
is that a World War One book?
I believe it is.
I read that. I think I read it in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Would that make sense?
I think that's what it is. Yeah. They weren't fighting anymore there on the Western Front.
All quiet on the Western Front. Yeah. Well, that's what's going on with the Cardinals.
John Mozeliak said, he doesn't expect a lot to be going on over the Christmas holiday, but you better believe they all have their phones.
That's a little tease, huh? Yeah. Man, that's scorching right there.
So Longoria goes to the Giants.
Oh, and I walk in yesterday, and the Seamaster says, this was after TMA, pre-Doug, we had Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers.
Sure.
He was in at 11 o'clock, and then Mike Bush, KSTK news anchor, former sports director, and voice of the Fighting Rammy in the 99 season. He came in, and I think the Seamaster, I don't know if it was before Mike Kelly or in between the two, but I walk in, and to my surprise, the Seamaster goes, Longoria just got traded, and my heart skipped a beat going, oh, no. And then he said, to the Giants, and I actually cheered.
That's what I was going to ask.
I think a lot of people were. Oh, my God, I was so thrilled. First off, I don't know what the Giants are doing, but whatever, fine by me. I mean, they got three world championships. They enjoy even years. Wonderful. But I was so worried that he was about to say to the Cardinals, oh, thrilled. That's great. Now get Colum A and Archer here. You don't have to worry about taking on the dead weight.
I read somewhere that after that they reestablished the rankings or, you know, through the metrics, whatever, and the Giants will finish, according to the projections, near the bottom of every team in the National League, but their payroll will be one of the highest in Major League
Baseball. That's what you want.
That's a club that's been well put together right there. When you can lose and it costs you a fortune, I mean, you've really kind of done your job there.
I hope the Cardinals get Colum A. I really do. The Archer stuff, if you're the Rays, I just don't understand. You want young prospects that can help your Archer has 4 years of control. He's young. He's really talented. That's the guy you want to hold on. Why would you deal
that
guy?
Well, maybe that's just us dreaming that they're going to deal that guy because that's who we want. Maybe they have no intention at all of trading Chris Archer.
You read his name a lot when people are tweeting about rumors or whatever, some of the not necessarily that he's coming to the Cardinals, but that they are listening on Archer. But perhaps that is a pipe dream. It doesn't seem like a guy, if you're a team trying to reload or rebuild or whatever, that you'd want to part with.
What do you think's going on? How come nothing's really happening? Like, there was a bunch of activity. It ended a week ago when everybody headed back home from the baseball winter meetings in Orlando. And really, since...
It's all quiet on the Western Front.
Ah! Yeah. Oh, my God.
You guys are in sync today.
We're essentially engaged in position six of the Kama Sutra.
I don't get that sense.
I thought, to be honest with you, once the Stanton thing wrapped up, that the domino
so
fell.
So is J.D. Martinez now the domino?
I guess. But every time you think there's a domino.
I just figure he's going to Boston. I don't know what's – like, who else is
– It's probably because Scott Boras is demanding such ridiculous contracts that a lot of teams are saying, I don't think so. No way. We'll do nothing until the price comes down. And the price may not come down until right before spring training. At this point, if you're the agent, you may as well say, no, we want $300 million.
Doug, Chris Archer's not that young. The dude's 29.
Is he? I didn't think he was that old.
Well, he's got lots of control. So, by contract, he's a good guy to hang on to. And I thought he was younger than that.
Maybe they just think that he's so valuable that they could get three players instead of him. Take three good prospects.
I mean, with playing off the premise, and I would agree. I think most people would probably assume he's like 25, maybe even younger.
20, yeah.
But either way, playing off the premise, if the Rays are going into a rebuild mode, which is not my opinion, that's the opinion of a number of people who were writing about it last week, and they just traded Longoria. So if you need actions to back up the words, there they are. And he's 29. I would say it would make sense to try and maximize the value now, as opposed to get into a spot that the Orioles are in with Machado, where teams are like, we'd love to have him, but we know we're trading prospects to you, high-value prospects, for 1 year. So,
to me, I mean, it's about control, really. I mean, if a guy's 29 and he's under control, those are still his prime years. And, I mean, control is what everyone wants in terms of planning their finances. That's a guy you'd want to hang on to.
Yeah. If they could get those two, you'd feel just a whole lot better about the Cardinals' chances. But they still have major work to do with the bullpen. They lost Rosenthal. They lost O. They lost Nicasio. I mean, they lost most of the guys that gave him innings there at the end of the season.
Why do you hate Gregerson?
Well, I don't think Seems one like guy is going to fix Seems that, like that problem do. When they lost three guys that pitched what I hate to say are high-leverage situations.
Oh.
I don't care for the term high-leverage.
You just used it.
I know. That's why I said I hate to say it. Mm, but those were the guys they used, and they're all gone.
Alcantara was a guy that I thought might play a role in the pen this year, but obviously
gone.
That's not going to happen.
They won't be able to use him in high leverage.
Yeah,
what I
guarantee they're
going to
get another reliever. Depends on whether or not they want to spend in the free agent market, which generally speaking, they don't want to spend a lot on relievers. Hello, Brett Cecil. But I guarantee they'll get somebody. I would love it to be Colum A.
Yeah. Even if they get him, I think you're going to need another one or two relievers beyond that.
And I wonder, too, how they plan on using Reyes. Mike Matheny said at the winter meetings, Reyes could be in the bullpen in the early going.
Well, maybe he will be, and that's why they haven't gone out and gotten more arms for that spot.
But if that's the case, then the rotation would need
little thin.
Another piece.
Little thin.
As much as it would kill me, I'd trade Doug's sweet prison wallet for a year of Manny Machado.
What's a prison wallet?
No.
What's a prison wallet?
You probably don't want to ask questions that you're not sure.
Well, it's better to know what it is than just...
Guys, are we not going to do ghost talk until the 8 o'clock hour or what? Thanks, that's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit. You know, I've been listening. You know what I've been doing, the cat? I've been loading up on Cat Chat podcasts.
Well, so is the rest of America.
That's right. And I was listening to Colton Wong, and I hadn't listened to Randall Grichuk yet. And so it just started playing right when Colton Wong came to a conclusion. And so there is, Doug, as you would expect in a baseball podcast, a lot of discussion of Bigfoot, a lot of discussion of Bitcoin.
Is there?
Yeah, you ought to get in on this.
These guys invested in Bitcoin, are they?
Colton didn't seem to really be aware or care.
He didn't, I guess you don't need to if you're making
millions. And then ghosts. And I won't do the spoiler unless we've already said who the two Cardinals
I'll
are.
I'll leave that up to Seymour.
We have not said it on the show.
We've not said it. Guy on the fan page did, and people are pissed at him. So that was accurate. I think you said somebody on the fan page, or maybe he said that. But either way, and then Grichuk said that some guys had seen a ghost. And then the cat, doing journalism, Doug, tried to get Grichuk to name a name, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then eventually you both agreed to just pin it on Greg Garcia.
See, that's the stupidity of the cat chats. I'd say there's about 6 minutes of legit journo talk, and then it just goes off the tracks. And then at some point, I look at Seymour, and he looks really bored. I realize that's the time to end it.
Why'd you pin it on Garcia?
Garcia has pinned some things on Grichuk, for example. You know how at spring training, everyone does the nutty questions about the team, and one of them is who's least likely to pick up a check at dinner.
Yeah.
And when we did that one, every single player, without hesitating, said Grichuk, leading me to believe that he's a little thrifty.
Yeah.
Well, his thing is Garcia was one of the early guys, and he told all the other players to say Grichuk. So he was just trying to get a little payback.
He was coached.
Grichuk was trying to get payback on Garcia.
All right.
or so the story goes. But you got to listen to Cat Chat to get all this stuff.
It's I listened to Colton break down the two Cardinals who talk about the Pfister Hotel ghost. And he goes, you know, you're watching them to see if, like, they're getting a reaction to try and see if we all believe them. But they're kind of, like, freaked out, and they're just telling the story. And he goes, it really makes you think that it might be real. So, Doug, I don't know. Heads up on this, but you might not want to stay at the Pfister.
Yeah, and the solution for the rest of the team was to leave their doors open.
Right, because then the ghost can leave.
Just walk right out. Okay. He's been stuck in that hotel room for hundreds of years, but now, oh, good, the door's open. That'll solve that.
That's right.
I didn't understand that. Apparently, that's the protocol.
That's right.
Well, look, when your kid is young, maybe they're afraid of the dark, or they think there's a – they leave the door open a little so you can hear them scream or if they need help.
Well, usually –
all right, so it's just hearkening back to childhood for these professional
athletes. If it's a little kid,
athletes.
Usually you wouldn't shut the door. And if they needed some light, give them a night light or leave a lamp on or something.
You've never heard of anyone just leaving the door open a little.
Well, if it's a kid, yeah, you leave the door open.
All right, so I'm saying it's hearkening back to when they were
somebody sent in a definition, Hall of Famer Dave did, of prison wallet, the anal cavity of an inmate, so named for its ability to smuggle valuables into a prison or stash them for safekeeping. Due to, quote, recreational activity, prisoners often leave with a larger prison wallet than when they arrive. Here is it used in a sentence because they do that at like spelling bees.
I think we got the
prison
idea.
Life bound to be dull, but due to years of fisting, the convict managed to bring 3 kilos of smack and a boombox in his prison wall.
He did not.
Hello, neighbor.
You don't say hello, neighbor, in jail. You don't say that. I haven't got time for prison, fellas. I just don't have the time.
Why is that? Because you got an anchor on Sunday?
Yes, I got to work too much. Oh, I wish I hadn't heard that. Oh, that could be another prison mating call.
How haunting would that be if your cellmate begins doing that from the top bunk?
Oh, no.
Doug, Mrs. Swinghaven Border. Stay at the Pfister Hotel. Can you get us a deal? That's from the Swinghaven board member.
No, I can't. I don't know anyone at the Pfister Hotel.
Swinghaven board member has gotten very active lately, and I think it's inevitable that Iggy and the Swinghaven board member couple proper will be getting, what does he say, a cocktail, right? Cocktail.
I think so, yeah.
But and that'll be great.
You think they're interested in Iggy?
Now, yeah. Based on the text, you better believe it, Jack.
Okay, well, good for Iggy, I guess. I think he would be into swinging, right?
Iggy?
Hi, Iggy.
Well, he's like Seamar studio, and you can't really talk into that mic. Oh. We don't know where it come from.
Well, I thought the Sea Monster now talks into the Raising Cane's drive-thru.
Yeah, can he talk through the drive-thru? I'd kind of like to hear what that sounds like when I'm not right there next
That's
to
good
him.
Question.
Go ahead and talk through the drive-thru there, Iggy. Hey, Iggy. Nurse? Iggy! Iggy!
Oh, okay.
Hi, Iggy!
It looks like he's taking a poop. Or a pee.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. So we just got it.
I think you might need to do some cross-examination.
Flousy, if I may, there was a time in the past, literally
I said
18 seconds ago, where you said he was in the Seymour studio. Now, there is glass.
Well, the lights
so
are
off.
The light is off. He likes it more dark. There he is. He's back. Okay. Oh, he's coming into this studio now.
Okay.
He might not be happy.
I thought he had to be in the Seymour studio.
No, he's walking in all due proper, and he's getting his...
What's that mean, Doug?
What do you mean due proper?
There you go, Iggy.
Morning.
Well, hi, Iggy.
Iggy, the Plowhawk just accused you of taking recreational and not being at the proper post.
I'm sorry, I had to put headsets on.
Clip that off.
Well, I'm in the other studio, and I don't need headsets because I have you on the board. I can hear, but in here, I didn't bring my headsets in, so I do now.
Were you just in the restroom?
I was making coffee, too.
Were you?
Doug, do you
well,
make
getting
coffee.
Coffee.
I don't drink coffee. No.
If you were to drink it, would you put your coffee pot in the restroom?
I definitely would not. Right. No. Needs to be a separation of...
Catfish says Iggy's busy texting John Hewlett.
Why would you be texting John Hewlett?
Uh-oh. He's a friend.
Okay, sure, fine, yeah.
What can I do for you?
We were just wondering when the Swing Haven board member called in again, and we thought for sure that you would be interested in swinging with he and his significant other.
At the Pfister.
Well, I think I've already said that. I mean, if that's actually him and his wife, I don't. Yeah. I've never met them. I just go by pictures that are sent in. And
Do you think they're real?
I think so. No, I think so.
Kat does not think they're real. I don't know. I mean, they have sent in multiple pictures, and it seems like it's the same two people. But again, Doug and I have been blessed enough to have people lift pictures.
Yeah,
and right. Start fake accounts.
So you don't know for certain.
Yeah, I mean, I could go to Facebook and just find a couple that are on Facebook and start grabbing pictures and saying it's me and my wife. It's not that hard.
Oh, gosh. Sure.
But I don't know who would go through that problem.
Oh, we have a lot of people.
I kind of feel like in this audience there's some people in play.
I'd hate to see you fall victim to some sort of catfish scam.
Well, I'm not going after them.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I mean, if they want to meet up here, they wanted to have a drink. I don't know if they came up, and I said, send me a message on Facebook. I'll come have a cocktail with you, and I never heard anything back, and I'm not even sure they came up here.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know on that. We don't know on that.
Well, why don't he call in?
Nice.
Call in, swinging couple.
Call in, big swinger.
I wonder if Swing Haven board member's alleged wife listens to this presentation. So many women in St. Louis listen.
They don't. They just don't. Why would a woman turn in to this show and hear people discuss a prison wallet? It's just not something you do.
Guys, what's the toe ring sitch on Mrs. Swinghaven? Thank you, man. Shouts out. And see, then immediately the audience begins to like kind of circle her.
Kind of weigh in. Yeah. They're interested in her now. Very interested in her.
Well, he's very smart because he doesn't use his real name. He doesn't, so nobody can actually go check him out to see if he's real.
Yeah. Who are we talking about? Manchild 79?
No, Swinghaven board members.
Okay. That, yeah, he's probably an imposter.
Manchild 79 was at the TMA Live at Hot Shots Manchester last
Thursday.
Seemed
like a great American.
And he is a great American, sir. He is a great American. All right, well, we'll monitor to see if they want to call in or text in or get a cocktail with Iggy. Doug and get together. We have a couple of live reads on here I don't recognize today. I have to tell you that, Sea Monster. Doug, do you have new lives? I don't. So
I don't think I do.
Okay, then I'm just going to stick to the ones I know.
No, Tim, we have a couple on there that are one day only.
Oh, one day only special, Doug.
Okay.
They are in the green binder.
The green binder. Oh, there it is.
There it is. All right, fair enough. Thank you.
You want to read it? You want me to?
Well, yeah. Why don't we go into it now since I just talked about it?
Okay. There, that looks like one of them right there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. It's the buoyant spot. Christmas is only days away. And if you're in need of a last-minute gift, then we have a suggestion for you. Buoyant Float Spa in Chesterfield or Rock Hill. Give the gift of stress relief and of relaxation. Buoyant has created an oasis of peace and tranquility, which provides numerous benefits. The lady in your life will feel brand new. And guys are sure to enjoy a buoyant session, too. 60 minutes, 200 gallons of water, 850 pounds of medical-grade Epsom salt. Go to buoyantspa.com and see how they will use all these ingredients to provide an awesome experience. Buoyant Spa in Chesterfield and Rock Hill are offering 590 listeners a special discount all week. But today, only you get 25% off for mentioning you heard this ad on 590 The Fan. That's Buoyant Float Spa in Chesterfield and Rock Hill. Mention 590, 25% off. Today, Christmas is coming. Tra-la, tra-la, tra-la. Well, you hear the Papa shot in the background, and people are gathering to try and win bragging rights tickets for Saturday night. Whoever gets the most Papa shot points between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. during the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And then also, three sets of tickets for the press box and the midday grind and the hard line. They get tickets to the Bragging Rights game Saturday night. Come by the Wheelhouse in downtown St. Louis, presented by 590 The Fan and Bud Light, and get your chance to win free tickets to the Bragging Rights game Saturday night.
What is it with that dialect that you use sometimes when you're really getting serious about the
reading copy,
setting
sir,
the stage?
Reading copy.
Okay.
It's a broadcaster's tone. And I think it was executed flawlessly.
So somebody comes in between 7 and 10 in our show. Somebody walks in, and they have the most Papa shots. They get handed a couple of ducats.
You're damn right they do.
Wow.
Or they get them sent to them or will called. I don't know, because I don't know. I don't know if we would expect people to just stick around until 10.
Yeah,
but maybe it'd be a good strategy to just like scream at the other person coming up after you to try and knock them off their game.
That's perfectly legal.
Danny Packer has the rules, but I would think so. I would think so.
You can heckle the other guy shooting.
I would think so.
Okay. I think that's reasonable.
Now, how does this work? Because right now, if you came in and you say, "I would like to win the TMA tournament," no one's here, so you win, correct?
Well, you got until 10 o'clock. But at this point, you come up and you just get one basket. At that point, you're the leader. But I think you can only go one time. So I would suggest locking in, because you never know. Larry Bird could roll into here between now and 10 o'clock.
Yeah. He hangs out in this area quite a bit.
But if you don't want to wait in line and you have a special talent, maybe you played some college ball or something,
right. You
just wander in now and post your score, right?
Yep.
And see if it stands. Avoid the rush. Get in here.
Well, sure.
Doug.
That'd be worth it for a couple tickets. That's a nice prize. It's going to be a good game, I think.
Hey, boys, how is it going at my old stomping grounds? Any lesbianism going on this early? That's from Ray King. Doug Ray King used to work here at Wheelhouse Downtown.
He does not anymore.
They probably had to let him go, didn't they?
I don't know what the circumstances were of his departure.
Okay. I know he's vile.
Let me look around. I don't see any lesbianism. Doesn't mean that I don't want to see any lesbianism.
Unless there's two female ghosts, it's not going on because no one's in here.
Right.
You think female ghost trip?
See, I knew that if I said that, Tim would take it in a direction.
Just kind of as I was looking around, I was thinking.
You're really waiting for an answer on that? I don't know. I just don't have that answer for you. I didn't even know what a prison wallet was.
Boys, I'm swinging by in 25 minutes. It's the White Collar Gangster, so we know we'll have at least the White Collar Gangster competing. Right. And that guy can ball.
How do you know?
Because I think he went to Syracuse and played there. Didn't he?
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I know he likes Syracuse.
Derek Coleman.
He played with Roosevelt Bowie.
He did not.
Yeah, he did. Remember the Louis and Bowie show?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that Jim Boeheim, though.
He runs a zone defense.
I don't care about the defense. It's him.
He has I don't know if this is true today, but he used to have one of the biggest car dealers in Western New York sitting on the bench with him.
Oh, imagine
And
that.
Just coincidentally, every player on the team had a brand new sled that their parents somehow got for him.
Right.
And they always try to pin that on the program. They couldn't.
Well, perfectly legal and above board, I'm sure.
Quite a paper trail, I assume. And
you're so brazen about it, you have the guy sit right there on the bench.
He used to sit on the bench.
It's just his attitude that I don't like. He's got that attitude that he invented the game and everybody else is an idiot. And only he really knows what's going on.
But you don't have to be a basketball star at Syracuse to get a great whip. You just go to Gateway Buick, and it's almost like you're a great player.
Yeah, Gateway Buick GMC, Doug's at I-270 McDonald Boulevard. It's online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. People are saying, hey, I'd like a new car. Great, they have plenty. Oh, you'd like a pre-owned car? Wonderful.
Service bays?
38 of them.
What?
38 of them. So you're in, you're out, you're back on the road, quick, fast, in a hurry. No worry. It's Gateway Buick GMC, the studio sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After and the streaming audio sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After for like 6 years?
So you don't have to be Roosevelt Bowie to have a great
You'll be treated like a Syracuse basketball player if you go, except the car is
That's
probably
the
not
message.
Free.
The That's car the brand,
won't
yeah.
be free, but you'll get a great deal.
Doug, I think we have a Papa Shot contender just arriving here at Wheelhouse Downtown, and he's stretching before he begins to fire up some shots at Papa Shot.
I guess you don't
with bragging rights tickets on the line, courtesy of 590 The Fan. And Bud Light.
He's doing a workout there.
I like this guy.
You don't get to practice, I guess. Huh? You just come and you fire.
Just make sure your shooting chamber is in order. Elbows in. Get the good, repeatable delivery.
Okay, coach.
Doug, he's yelling at you.
I couldn't hear what he said.
What did he yell?
He said that's why the Cats kids are so good.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, well.
Oh, he's senior team.
And also, we design every play.
Doug, what point total do you think is going to win the bragging rights tickets on the?
How long is the time they get to shoot? They get.
I'll see Monsters on it. He made one. Yeah. He missed one. He made one. This is
you should really do play by play.
He made one. He missed one. He made one. He made one. He made one. He's found Doug. Right now, it's Reggie Miller at the Garden. Right now, it's Reggie Miller at the Garden. He made one.
See, he keeps his eye on the hoop. You don't look down at the ball. You just keep your eye, you focus on the back of the rim.
This guy's a contender. I'm just telling you right now, this guy might be at the Scott Trade Center on Saturday night with free bragging rights tickets, courtesy of Bud Light and 590 The Fan.
He's got a little deep knee bend there. He's getting the legs under him.
I like that Dan Packer kind of circles you like a vulture as the participant fire shots. And I guess you get about 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's gone a while.
Boy, the Thunder, it all reminds me of the time I had to.
He's done.
When we were.
What was the final point total? 45.
That's good,
and you get
right?
60 seconds? Nurse? Somebody just yelled, I don't know.
You made 45 shots? Or do you get the.
Boy, it's hard to hear.
That's all the lesbianism.
Ghostly.
45 and 40 seconds? 45 and 40
good.
Seconds. Doug, your assessment.
I don't think it can't be 1 point for every basket. You must get two, and some count for three or something. He didn't have time to.
Yeah, I think he stepped back but beyond the line.
Do you think there's a line?
There's something funky with the scoring there. I don't think he had time to toss 45.
The thunderous sound that Papa shot reminds me of the time where we stayed in adjacent rooms, and I didn't know what you were doing, but holy moly, what a racket.
See, he'd have to make more than a shot a second. To hit 45.
So you think there's 2 points awarded?
There must be something to the score.
Well, let's get Danny Packer up here.
Okay, Papa Shot Rookie, you get multiples for making certain amount in a row. Certain machines have done that. I'm not for sure. I think the Hot Shots one does it, so I wasn't for sure about the Wheelhouse. But, yeah, if you make, four or five in a row, I think the point total goes up until you miss, and then it starts from scratch as far as one, two, things like that. Well, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. If anybody wants to correct me, you can text in.
Well, Doug, does this basket move the last 10 seconds for three-pointers? Thanks. That's Larry Nichols' Dirty Sock. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Packer is making his way to the day. And listen to this crowd.
Hello, Paxi. So we can't hear you. Turn the mic on.
The first 30 seconds
are
two-pointers. The last 10 are three-pointers. So that's about it.
So, okay. So 45 and 40 is not necessarily a huge score.
I set a score of 68 just before that. So,
but what it does there, Doug, is it rewards stamina. Because if you're getting tired after 30 seconds, you're not going to win. But for the person who's in shape.
Well, hopefully you can toss a little basketball up for 40 seconds.
I don't know. I'd recommend someone does a couple of sets of squat thrusts before they do this.
You want to get your glutes fired.
You got to get your glutes fired.
Okay. Now, you don't have to pay to play, right? And you can only do it once? Is that the rule?
That's right.
Okay.
I see Juan from PP Corp has arrived. Also, it looks like he's bearing baked goods.
What sort of baked goods you got there, PP?
Do some squat thrusts.
All right.
No, thank you.
We're good, PP.
What was the question?
Donuts.
He's offering donuts. The Packer already brought in donuts.
I know, a lot of donuts here.
Yeah.
That might bring listeners.
That's probably what Juan from the PP Corps is offering us, the donuts that Danny Packer brought in earlier. The generous man.
Like, why do you always think the least good of our
Well,
audience?
Because I've met some of them. I've met many of them.
They
put food on your table, sir.
Well, I don't know if they do or not.
That's the most loyal audience in all of
radio. Our sponsors put the food on the table.
Yeah, but they put the food on the table because our audience supports the sponsors. Round and round we go.
I don't know how many cars that this guy's bought.
PP Corp?
Yeah.
That does kind of tick me off. Our listeners have stayed with us for the most part, except for the ones that left when Martin split. But for the most part, that's as loyal as you can be. We give them the same crummy show every day, and yet they stay with us. I don't know if it's out of a sense of charity, pity, whatever, but they're with us.
You see the sexual harassment that comes in on a day-to-day basis?
It's just guys wanting to have sex with you.
Let me just say this. Hashtag me too. All right?
Why don't you tweet that out, and I'll sit back and watch Dan Caesar write all day.
Can I say this to you, sir, respectfully? One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
I got a whole suspension log you here.
I don't care what they say. Nice. I don't care what you heard now. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Nicely said. Doug, why are there people bawling at 7:45 in the morning at Wheelhouse? Shouldn't they be at work? Thanks, Josh.
They don't work.
Josh in Manchester.
Yeah. Talk about naive. Yeah, work.
Well, first off, the people that aren't working aren't up at this hour to come play Papa Shot. My guess would be that these great Americans work downtown, and they have a few minutes to come in, take a few shots, support the show. Thank you, listening audience. And then they're on their way to work.
Maybe some are left over from last night. I'm sure they had a big crowd here last night. College kids.
When you came
in,
did you see anyone?
Oh, I saw
you
some
did
people
not.
Still lingering around.
That's
a
lie.
Cocktail or two.
Boy, Mr. Nipples has sent in a great text. I feel like that should be text of the day. Now, it's visual. But holy moly, cockatoli, Jack.
Are those That's ghosts?
My synapses are firing right now. Okay. Look.
Ooh, look at Seymour. He wants in.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
A little sneaky vial.
Guys, could you have Juan from PP Corp sit in for the rest of the show and correct all the misinformation the Plowboy gave earlier this week regarding social media? Thank you. That's from Brother Abear.
What misinformation did he give?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I guess Juan from PP Corp and Plowboy were going back and forth about Snapchat a couple days ago, if memory serves.
Oh, I think I remember that conversation when I first said I don't really use Snapchat at all. I think I remember starting out that conversation like that. And me and Juan have a good rapport. PP Corp is a great business, and he's a great leader. And I've met him a couple
What's
times.
What's his business?
It's
What's
in PP business? Corp. It's in right. the PP yeah. Corporation.
Whatever it is, it's none of yours.
What
is
so that? I don't think we had a big spat. I think I said I looked at Twitter in the morning, and then a couple days later I said I didn't see that on Twitter. I'm not on it that much. I think that was... I contradicted myself there, but on the Snapchat,
yeah.
I definitely
Bill
said
Russell.
I don't know really how to use it, and I was taking a guess. My apologies, Juan, from the PP Corp.
He's down there doing the squat thrust to get his glutes fired up for the Papa shot.
I don't think you need to apologize to these people, Plowsy.
I don't understand, though, if you have Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever the other things are. Like, who has time to go? I don't even like it if I look at my Twitter and there's, like, six mentions. Then I got to go through it and maybe answer some of them.
Yeah,
like
you
if
don't.
You have,
you don't have to answer them.
Some of them you do. If someone has a legitimate question, I tweet out a lot about the podcast. I was tweeting out about last night's show on Fox Sports Midwest. And so
I forgot to DVR that. Damn it! I do want to watch it.
I never watch.
It's
got to
be on again, right? I really do want to watch it.
Yes, but I don't know when because I'm not a programmer. But people ask a couple questions about that. I try to respond if they're nice enough to ask about some of the things that I'm promoting on Twitter.
Well, if you're right there, it's convenient for you. Do it. But if it's
but
not,
no, my question is, if you have all these other platforms, it can be quite a to-do. You don't even post on Facebook, right?
Every now and then I do,
Right.
But it's not like there's a whole bunch of things urgently that I need to get there and respond to.
Like if you had done a
you
great...
You do you.
No,
you
I'm just,
do you.
No, I was asking... I was trying to find out what it's like to have all these other platforms. I wasn't trying to get
it's
into
not,
business.
It's not an ordeal.
But let's say you had a great interview on the Sunday night sportscast. Like, let's say it's Pelosi, and you promoted it. Hey, we got the king of soccer on.
Sure.
And then someone tweeted at you, hey, what kind of things are you going to cover? You're going to talk
Bundesliga?
About that?
Second Bundesliga?
Boom.
Had I known there was a second Bundesliga, that certainly would have been brought up.
What is Bundesliga again?
It's the German soccer league, I think.
Franz Beckenbauer is stuff.
I don't know that he is.
Yeah,
but I know that there's two of them.
Yeah, those Blues.
Yeah, they lose last night, Doug, in Calgary. They'll be back at it tonight against Edmonton. Just going up the road a bit. How far of a drive is that from Calgary to Edmonton? What do you think, 2 hours?
I think it's probably farther than that.
Boy, you look at the map, and I'm just telling you, when you see that Edmonton, you're like, oh, my God, you're almost at the North Pole.
Yeah, what are you doing up there? I know there's some oil there, but seriously, you can live there?
It's a beautiful country up there.
Well, from probably June to August, it's probably
the cat,
gorgeous.
Have you ever been to Edmonton?
Yeah, I think one time.
How was it?
Don't recall.
What do you mean you don't recall?
Doug, if
you
go to...
You don't remember it?
If you were traveling with the Blues for, you know, 3-4 years and then travel with the Cardinals, you go to a lot of cities, you don't always happen to remember them. And I'm not one that's like, hey, I'm in this city, I need to go see this or that. Mm-hmm. I just basically stay in the hotel, go do the job, get on the plane, go to the next
and
city.
And, Tim, it's really just a quick and easy 2-hour, 57-minute, 299-kilometer via AB2 North from Calgary up to Edmonton. So
Thank
just, you
wow.
know.
If
just
you were the AB2 North, Doug, at 5 o'clock.
It's your Sunday drive.
So you think the Blues busted?
No.
Well, it's only 150 miles.
What I'm saying is, by the time you get on a plane and everything, it might almost take as much time.
I wonder on that.
I
wonder on that.
Didn't, I don't know. They probably took a charter plane.
There have been times where the Cardinals have, I think, bused from, say, Chicago to Milwaukee. Which
Washington
I think is,
to Philadelphia.
That was a train, right? Mm. That was a train. We took a train. That was when Lance Lynn offered me $5,000 to jam myself into the luggage rack above the seating.
Did you do it?
I did not. I thought about it.
Did you think about it? Yeah.
$5,000? There's not enough room in most luggage racks for you to get up there.
I just thought any kind of financial transaction with a player en route transport, man.
Did he have a brick of cash for you? Brick of cash, brick of cash, brick of brick of brick.
It's another thing. No, and there was no signed contract. I could have jammed myself. And
he could have Venmo'd his role to you.
I don't know what that means.
Mm. Guys, I just drove by Wheelhouse, and I didn't see the Papa Shot. Well, Doug, it's not outside.
It's inside. It's inside, fellas. Basketball's an indoor sport. It's late December.
Number of people are showing up, and they're getting ready to participate in Papa Shot with bragging rights tickets on the line, presented by 590 The Fan and Bud Light. We're at Wheelhouse in downtown St. Louis, and right now the number to beat is 45 points.
Before
you have between
it,
now and 10 a.m.
Calisthenics.
And it looks like another competitor is getting ready to fire up here, Doug, at Papa She. What do you think of this gentleman's chances?
Papa She. I can't really see him very well.
Well, we're underway. Hello again, everybody. And right now, Doug, he is 1 for 3 from the field, 2 for 4.
Get the elbows in.
He's not fast enough, Tim.
Elbows in. I think multitask.
I gotta
both
be honest
hands,
with you.
Fella.
He's gassed. Yeah. And he has a total of 4 points, now 6 points. But at this point, we can just go ahead.
You might as well start going Rick Barry at this point, sir.
Yeah, now you're trying to just get to double digits.
Yeah. He's just not fast enough. You got to get as many shots.
And why do you think
he's
not fast enough? Is it a case of cardio not being where it needs to be?
Well, hand-eye coordination's got something to do with it. Want to, guile, moxie, it all figures in. You got to toss as many balls up there as you possibly can.
He's missing a lot left. Is there a gust?
No, I just think this guy has a gluten-laden diet, and that probably slows him down, Doug.
That's
right?
The
you
problem
train
with going
this
fast,
stuff.
Boys, is if you're in a position to where you're getting them to one side or the other, you're not looking, and you're just throwing up bricks.
And he unfortunately just used the F word.
He certainly did.
I'll explain that to Jameson a little later on today. But what was the final point total? 26, Doug.
26, wow.
You didn't do calisthenics beforehand. That's what you need to do to loosen up, sir.
He hasn't gone to bed yet, Doug. A gentleman with a cocaine addiction just stopped in the Wheelhouse.
Congrats on that.
26.
So the number to beat is 45
yeah.
in 40 seconds. Now, you can do this during the press box, the Hollywood Casino press box to you, Ross, the midday grind, and the hard line. So this goes until 3 p.m. at Wheelhouse in downtown St. Louis. That means 4 sets of bragging rights tickets presented by 590 The Fan and Bud Light. Missouri, Illinois, Saturday night at Scott Trade Center.
Okay. Maybe we should do this during the commercial break to see what we would score, just to have more empathy for the people who come in off the street and try this.
No, I think my over-under is 30 and a half.
That 45 score, that may be tough to beat.
That guy was good.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with the guy who shot 26 now shooting again?
Well, I don't think this will count towards his attempt to get the tickets. But
sometimes you slip a few bucks to the right guy.
Right.
You know, and Packer would be the guy because he's the one monitoring.
That's right, that's right.
And he is kind of looking in the other direction.
I
so
noticed
there's
that.
Some funny business going on down there.
I'll tell you, this gentleman is really right at the ship after the 26. I would have to think the number is going to be higher now. Let's take a look down to our sideline reporter, Danny Packer. He used the F word again. I'll have another conversation with Jameson. What was the total that time? 41.
Big improvement, sir.
Wow. Wow. I think you ought to reward yourself with a key bump. My cocaine humor works with the younger kids.
I don't even know what that is. I don't either.
I would have said an eclair.
Doug, now he's yelling at you from
down there. Got donuts. He could have one of the donuts.
Have a donut.
Probably not hungry. Doug, we are at Wheelhouse downtown St. Louis. Derek Gould is going to join us. Is he going to join us on the appliances counter phone lines? Sometimes when we do remotes, he makes cameos at said remote. Derek Gould at 8:30. We'll see what the latest is. I heard it might be all quiet on the Western Front.
Okay, there's that again.
thought it was pretty good. The listeners cycle on and cycle off. So okay. Email in, Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Tunnels 12,000 and his other aliases have combined for 3 wins. That's what it says. So is Tunnels Seth Goldfarb? Wow. Doug, should Tunnels get all the points for the Goldfarb family?
No, he shouldn't. Whatever name that you write in, that's the name that gets the win. We don't know who you people are. You all live in anonymity.
I'm monitoring it, Doug. I keep it on the up and up. Because sometimes we have, Cucky writes in as, a project manager.
Steve Elgin, project
manager. Or, Colin with his helpful tips.
That's true.
So
you give all the points to Cucky? No, it should count by whatever name
it's
you write in.
It's the same
we don't
guy,
know who you
Doug.
Are. I don't know. Well, we don't know that for sure.
It's from the same email address, Doug.
I don't care.
I am monitoring the situation.
So we're not voting on a name.
You,
we're voting on an
I think
email
you
address.
Need to just worry about what you're doing over there.
Wow. The sea monster strikes back. The sea monster strikes back.
I've been disappointed in
you. Do
in you? The past. Absolutely.
Shut
I
up,
have
Doug.
On many occasions.
Shut up, Doug.
Sure, I have.
Shut up, Doug.
Never to this
Shut
extent.
Up, Doug. Shut up, Doug.
Another competitor just fired up shots. What was the final total, boys? 65?
Whoa. Oh, my word. Who did that? Show yourself, sir.
65?
Oh, he's feeling good about himself,
Yeah, he's
too.
Peacocking yeah. around. Doug Merton Hanks just
yeah,
made a tackle.
His neck wow. is bobbing around like Gumby.
This guy has good length. Did you notice
60,
that?
No. I was excited about 45. 65.
Yeah, well, if you're going to get multiple scores, if you hit a bunch in a row and it starts multiplying, then, yeah, there's a potential for a big score.
And that's the thing. And people are like, oh, I don't know about my stamina. Will I still be able to lift a basketball up once I get to 30 seconds? And that's where being in shape, you're rewarded for it because you get 3 points after 30 seconds.
The truth is, if it was a different contest like needlepoint, Doug and I would dominate.
Right.
That's like the old women's category. That's for us.
Mr. Nipples is having a text of the day kind of day. I mean, the text he's sending in, Doug.
He's sending you pictures that he's copied and pasted, right?
GIFs.
Okay.
Here, you want to see?
Well, I don't think so. What?
Look, it's two friends on a couch.
Okay.
Two ghosts.
Right. Well, come on down to Wheelhouse. See our text inbox. It's
yeah, come on now. We've run out of things to say already.
Well, you know what I do want to play? I actually do want to get into it, but then I want to get into it, and I saw it was like 7:52 when I came up with the transition. I want to play Dan Lebatard's interview with Rob Manfred. I don't know if you've heard it yet. If you haven't, you'll want to hear it. If you have, I'd like to discuss it. It was confrontational, contentious. And we'll have that for you on the other side of the break. We'll have Derek Gould at 8:30. And you continue to please come down to Wheelhouse downtown. And whoever wins, pop a shot between now and 10 a.m., wins 2 tickets, the Bragging Rights game, courtesy of Bud Light and 590 The Fan KFNS. And this goes on for each show. So the Hollywood Casino Press Box, the Midday Grind, and also the Hardline. So 4 sets of tickets with the 4 shows all the way until 3 o'clock. Come to Wheelhouse Downtown St. Louis, presented by Bud Light and 590 The Fan. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.